Tom Kelly, with the man with the longest name on a business card that I know of, right, Tom?
This is true. Right. Yes, it is.
Right. Here to talk about Severe Weather Awareness Week. Is this something on the national level, or is this for the state of Ohio? Craig and I were talking.
The various states do it, but this is the week that Ohio's doing it.
And this is because what? We have the idea to prepare for the storms that to come, right?
Right. This is the week that kicks it off. Usually this is the time of year when the cold and the warm air mix happens, you know, in our area, and not only our area, but across the south and, of course, Tornado Alley up the center of the country.
And so these are the things we need to know to be prepared. What are some of the basics things that we need to keep in mind, is, you know, that the Weather Service wants us to get out, just to be prepared for this?
Well, first, remember that Lorain County has led, like in the last 120 years, we've bounced back and forth from number one to number two, but we've led the state in the number of tornadoes and tornado deaths in the last 100, 120 years. And we bounced back and forth. Medina jumps ahead every once in a while. I don't know why we're always number one, but maybe the land layout, whatever, but we're right up there. And the top three things, you know, they really want you to do is preparedness, have a weather radio in your home, and have a kit, and just in case that you do get the unfortunate happen where you have a storm hit your home, where you're going to be possibly on your own for 2 or 3 days at a time.
Tom, have we seen ever since that big blackout that impacted a good chunk of, you know, the eastern portion of the United States some years ago, have more and more people gone to generators?
Yes. In fact, the new thing is, besides that, is the solar power, and with batteries, it's been able to, you know, to sustain you for a while. You can run off batteries for a couple of days. But I know someone that installs those generators, and he said he's probably seen, probably in the last 10 years, probably a 300% increase.
It seems, though, technology, it's twofold on that. The technology helps us identify and store faster. We also can get communication. But technology, we rely on it so much that if we lose something, sometimes we feel like we're paralyzed.
Right. Everybody, you know, everybody now has a cell phone, and there's apps on there to get weather information. But the problem is we're dependent on the towers for those systems. And when the storm comes through, those towers go away. We advocate and we push for those weather radios that you have at home that are battery backed up. And whenever the Weather Service sets a warning off, it directly goes to those weather radios. And believe me, they have a siren on them that'll wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning from across the room or across the house. I had one for many years, and they're quite loud, and that's the best thing to do. Don't rely upon the cell phone.
Right. And then, of course, when that happens, that's where we get to the best, safest place. What's been determined the most, I guess, is there anything that determining what's the best, safest place to go in times of severe weather?
Well, you know, the best place is obviously below ground. If you have a basement, go down there. But if you don't, lowest floor in a house, most interior of the home, more walls between the outside and you, the better.
I seem to think, Tom, years ago we talked about an experience you had at the Lorain County Fairgrounds with a tornado. Am I remembering
right.
that correctly?
Correct. Just west of the fairgrounds there where our tent was, we always had a display out every year. There's a soybean field, and we knew there was a thunderstorm was coming, and we looked out in the field, and it was hard to see because it was going through the soybean field, but there's something that was tearing up the soybeans, and you could see just barely make out a funnel. It was just a small F0, which is probably like 70 to 90 mile an hour, but it was funny, after it just dissipated, it was probably on the ground, maybe 1,000 foot. We had a shower of soybean leaves and plants across the fairground.
Is that your was that your closest call with something like that?
Actually, not because I have no life. A buddy of mine and I went out to the Midwest about a year and a half ago and did some storm chasing, and we got pretty close to a couple out there, but much larger, and some quarter size hail too. That was quite interesting.
Can we talk a little bit about storm chasing? Why do you do it, and are there other people out there chasing it too?
Yeah, but you know, I guess I had a little bit of experience. Probably I had a little more advantage than most people. But now with cell phones and everybody wanting to take videos and things like that, it's not the smartest thing to do. Even the professionals, like remember the Weather Channel folks a couple of years ago got trapped up and their van got picked up and rolled across the field, and they were lucky to survive. But we don't recommend that.
This is Ohio Severe Weather Awareness Week. We're talking with Tom Kelly from Emergency Management Agency about the things going on. And they kind of designate each day for different things. And I was just looking off on the site for the...
William Shatner's birthday?
Yes, exactly, for that.
Do you have a favorite William Shatner song?
Not that one that's on the record that you played, believe me.
It's hard to find one that's on there as well. But they talk about, you know, we always think about tornadoes and, I guess, thunderstorms, but we also have to think about flash flooding. How important is that in our area?
We're lucky because most of the flash flooding occurs in the southern part of the county, where there was mostly farm fields in the county, this metro parks, Cascade Park. You know, the Black River is our big river in the county, although we have the Rocky River in Columbia and the Vermilion River out to the west. But our issue is the Black River. But most of it's down in ravines like Cascade Park and those type of places. So the areas that flood are either farm fields or the metro parks.
A lot of times, though, we think about where the rivers are, but then there's sometimes roadways just either because of sewer conditions or maybe poor planning, or maybe there's other things that change the landscape, which suddenly areas that you didn't think were going to have flooding, suddenly because of certain weather conditions, there it is.
Right, right. Just poor drainage. We've got a number of those spots, especially once you get south of Route 20 out in the farm areas. There's a number of roads that just, the water will sit there for a day and a half before it actually goes away.
Right. And they always say, don't turn around, don't drown.
Turn around, don't drown, well, right? We've lost people in Lorain County, including a firefighter that was helping rescue some people a number of years back in the Wellington area.
There is a moment, though, you're thinking, I just need to get through. It doesn't seem very far. You know what I mean? There's that moment. But if you take the advice of just turn around, find a dry area, and you can avoid any kind of catastrophe that could happen.
Exactly. It only takes 6 inches of fast-moving water to be able to move your car off the roadway, so stay out of it.
Right. And any other things we need to get to today related to severe weather, how people can prepare or plan or just kind of reiterate facts that we already know?
Try to have an emergency kit for your home, besides the weather radio, an emergency kit for your home. The top few things in that is food, water, and your medications. Most pharmacies will give you enough to last you for 3 or 4 extra days. You can rotate that. But food and water, a gallon of water per person per day, and canned food, non-perishable food, that type of thing. And a can opener would be great, too.
I like that, the can opener. Though, Craig, I can tell you, there's certain, not all can openers are created equal. Tom, okay,
yeah.
There's one, our work guy here, Tom, he has one that's like on his keychain. It's like,
oh,
his,
yeah,
you know, one of those,
I know what you mean.
It's like a Boy Scout can opener or something. He claims it can open a can.
My dad had one that he had from the Army in World War II that was laying around the house, too.
I just hope it has pull tabs on that. But, you know, it's just one of those things where you try to keep something in case we end up having issues. But we talk about their communication where people are able to get, information as well. There is some sort of natural things you can look to. I talked to Craig. I said, you can just look out at the sky or look at the trees or sense the weather. You know, there's things that for decades and centuries people have used to sort of, I don't say predict the weather, but get an idea that something is up, and those are also warning signs.
Right. There's also those folks that say that they have body aches that can tell when storms are coming too.
Craig, how are you feeling today, Craig? You all right?
Oh, great.
No storms coming through?
No.
All right. Well, it's the time of the year when we start always thinking about severe weather awareness and heed the warnings and get to make sure you have that plan as well. But you can go to the weather.gov site, look up for the Ohio.
Correct.
And they can find all the different information about getting the plan together, the tornado drill that's taking place on Wednesday, right? Wednesday,
right, at 9:50 in the morning on Wednesday.
And that's for all the cities around the Lorain County taking place.
Now, correct, the entire state is doing that, right?
Right. Now, not every city has, like, tornado sirens, right? Is that sort of...
No, we've only had 4 in Lorain County. Wellington, Oberlin, Avon, and Grafton are the only 4 that have. And those are considered outdoor warning systems. So they're not designed to be used at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're sound asleep. They won't wake you up. It's for you to tell you there's an issue when you're outside.
Okay. Well, Tom, we appreciate you joining us this morning and getting the word out as well for the Severe Weather Awareness Week that we are going through right now. And just keep an eye to the sky and keep things safe. We appreciate your time this morning, Tom.
Thanks, Bruce. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Tom Kelly joining us from the Emergency Management Agency at Homeland Security, all about Severe Weather Awareness Week. Today through, actually started yesterday, technically.